everyone. John, Lucas, Brian, we're here. FET Podcast, episode number 73, recorded live on March 26, 2016. Everyone, podcast is here. We made another week. We've done it. We've survived.
We have.
Hooray.
I've already introduced you. I'll go through you again.
Yes, you have.
By going through you, I mean I go through to you, Lucas. Hi, Lucas. He just clicked and pointed at everyone.
I clicked and pointed. Is that what my hand is right here? Yes, that's what that is.
You did a snap point. And then, of course, Brian. Woo! I think that's
Can't wait to edit that in post.
I think that's the most excited you've ever been, Brian. The levels of excitement were pretty high there.
I'm just on Urban Dictionary.
Oh, God. That's like the one of the worst places to be on the internet to stumble upon.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have that 4chan.
It's actually kind of disappointing. I've only finished two drinks. I don't really feel much. I wish there was something more in my body.
Like crack?
Hey, man, don't make me say it. I mean, come on.
So make you say it?
Hey. No, Lucas, don't. Let yourself stoop down low.
What's he going to say?
Don't. God, never mind. Moving on, John.
Okay.
Oh, God.
How was everyone's week?
Off to a great start.
Yeah. Lucas, how was
the week? Whoa, Lucas, there you go.
Perfect.
Try that again, John.
So I apologize, Lucas. I'm sorry. Let me bring it back. Lucas Cyprian. How was your week? Better?
I guess.
Okay, good.
I mean, you'd feel terrible if I didn't tell you to do it like that otherwise.
That's fair. That is very fair.
He would feel this sense of longing that he wouldn't have known about
right
beforehand.
Something like that.
How was your week?
Moving on.
So this week, for anybody that missed it, I did the whole community update video.
Oh, yeah, you did do that.
I thought he was going to say community service for a second. I was like, what?
I did community service like John likes to get himself into or
your
something.
Your community service was a little bit better than mine, though.
Yeah, something like that.
You served this community.
Just talked about some cool stuff within the whole FrontPageTech/Spectrum Swapper community. The whole Spectrum Swapper thing's much smaller, obviously, because... Yeah. Anyway.
Because,
It started 2 months ago, so what do you expect? I talked about Discord, that thing I'm wearing on my chest right now. They sent me a nice Discord partner hoodie, which is pretty cool.
Very fancy.
Other than that, bunch of other stuff.
Very fancy for a hoodie you thought you were never going to get.
I guess, yeah. It's pretty nice getting nice free merchandise. Speaking of which, there's a little thing we're going to be talking about a little bit later about Warby Parker and a little thing they helped us work out, which is really, really, really nice of them. We'll get to that. But last night, to cap off the week I had, John and I went to go see Batman versus Superman.
What? We did. We went and saw...
Together?
Batman versus Superman. It was...
I was honestly surprised he actually made it, so...
You're did surprised? You guys kiss?
No, we didn't. Actually, we didn't kiss.
I mean, I don't think it's that kind of movie, so no.
I wanted to go opening night, but I forget what happened, and then Lucas messaged me and said, hey, Marco and Rachel and me, Lucas, are going.
Why did you say what? Never mind.
Lucas is going.
John's having a stroke.
Their friend Rachel's going. Marco's going. They're going to the movies. Like, we're going tonight. Do you want to come? And I was like, I might try to meet you there. Chris,
that's John saying no.
My brother Chris also wanted to go, so I was like, you know what? Let's go. And we drove off into the sunset. And by sunset, I mean the sun was already down for hours. Barely got in there in time. The preview started at 10 and we got there at 10, and this is the second night of release, so we weaseled our way in, and then there was no seats around them, so there was like a couple in front of them, so I walked up to the guy. Lucas, you couldn't hear anything, but I walked up in that row to the original seats that I wanted, and the guy that was like, hey man, you can't have these, the seats are tooked.
The took?
He said that?
Yeah, he's like, these seats are tooked. And I was like, okay.
Well, see, that's the thing, because we asked him if the seats were, or we pointed at the seats that you were going to get, and then, like, after you walked away, Lucas, the guy's like, oh, no, wait, this seat's taken. I was like...
Lucas, yeah. did you ask me if the seats were tooked?
Quite loud.
If they were tooked.
I definitely said taken. I said taken.
That's,
but he was, said tooked.
That
apparently
would explain it. You said,
"Hey,
man, are the seats taken?" He's like, "Oh no, you had to clarify and ask if they were tooked."
No,
that was
just
the problem. Right, they weren't taken.
That's
they
probably
were
where my mistake was. Yep,
it's you're all gonna your fault, Lucas.
You're gonna watch a Morvey? You should now watch the Firm.
Dude, and that dude smelled like the whole time. Not
he smelled
bad,
like a guy who said
like,
took.
Like an old man aftershave, like a real musky, like not cologne, like
he's
aftershave.
Probably killed. He's probably killed a few people in some type of war.
Probably. No, dude, he was younger.
Oh.
He wasn't
younger.
Like, yeah, he wasn't like, he was probably a
he
little
was like
bit older
13,
than us.
Right?
No. That would better explain the aftershave thing if he was
no,
13,
no,
honestly.
No. Of course not.
If he was 13, I'd understand it better. Like, oh, okay, yeah, that's why you smell like a can of Axe. Axe probably smelled better than what he smelled like.
It could have just been stink then.
Yeah, could have been.
Yeah.
Brian, what'd you do this week?
I played a lot of World of Warcraft.
Did you?
That's pretty much it.
Are you excited for the World of Warcraft movie?
You know, it's funny. I haven't seen anything about it. I've seen like a
you
lot of-
You haven't seen
like,
the previews?
No.
Are
yeah,
you
I should
serious?
Go look at the trailer. It's actually pretty good.
Out of all the movies that you've been to lately, you haven't seen, they haven't played a preview. And like I've only gone to see like two movies in the past few months, and both of them showed the World of Warcraft trailer.
You still haven't seen Deadpool yet, huh?
No. But I think it's next on my list for sure.
You it technically should be. Haven't seen the entirety of Ant-Man.
No, I have not. I have not seen the entirety of Ant-Man.
What have you seen of Ant-Man?
Like I left in the middle of it.
You did?
Yeah.
Why?
For reasons, Brian.
Why didn't I hear about this?
This was months ago. You probably did hear about it, but you just don't remember.
Let's just say, Brian, that it was an emergency.
Did you poop yourself?
No, yes. It wasn't his emergency.
Actually, it was
somebody else's.
I did poop myself,
Oh,
Brian.
Wait. No
plot. Okay, good.
Yes.
I don't remember.
Okay, good. That was months ago, though. Then Star Wars I saw twice or three times or something like that.
Yeah, I have a shirt on for it.
You good job, Ryan. Yes, you do.
I'm like a little bit intoxicated, but only
yeah,
a little.
A little just bit. Teens. Enough to acknowledge a Star Wars shirt because we didn't notice it already.
Good job.
I mean, of course, that helps the audio listeners. Now you can picture Brian wearing a lovely Star Wars shirt.
It's pretty lovely. It's my favorite shirt, actually. It fits so good, and it's really soft.
So something that I want to mention, I am way more excited. Like, I haven't been this excited in a very long time for a movie, and it's the Lego Batman movie.
Dude, it looks it's amazing.
Like, the Lego movies was one of the best movies I've ever seen. I remember Brian and I going to see it, like, twice and just dying. I haven't laughed that hard at a movie probably ever, honestly.
We were in the theater full of little kids, and we were the only ones dying of laughter. It was
kind
of sad, in all honesty, because it was just two dudes hanging out together.
I don't think I went to see it that launch, but I know I saw it like a few days after it came out, and like there was just about everybody in the theater. Like it was like ages 0 to 60.
0 to 60.
Literally unborn children
Brian,
showed up to
we
see
saw
the Lego
it,
movie.
We saw it like
no,
late,
I don't think that's what zero
on.
Means.
It wasn't like...
But okay.
It wasn't like near launch, right? It was near the end of the run of the
we
movie.
We saw it in a shitty like $2 theater.
Yeah, because it was just like I remember some of my family was over and we're just like, okay, let's go see a movie. And it was just like a throwaway idea. We weren't like going to see the Lego movie,
I
don't
think. First time we went and took some of your like family with us, some younger kids.
Yeah.
And then it was like, we're like, oh my God, the movie was so funny. It's like, we're going to go back again and see the better, the 3D version without the kids. So we just went together. And it was like a Thursday and it was like 4 p.m. We're watching a movie and just cracking up.
Seriously, though, the Lego Batman movie looks awesome. So funny. I cannot wait for that movie. Now, how do we do this? I'm not going to spoil anything. So if you haven't seen Batman v Superman yet, it's okay.
It's okay. It's better than a lot of the reviews are saying it is.
But it's still not as good as you want it to be. Movies.
It's not like The Dark Knight Rises.
God, no. It's not like The Dark Knight trilogy in any way.
The Dark Knight Rises is actually considered like the worst of the trilogy. It is. Besides Batman Begins.
It is considered the worst of the trilogy, but I mean, in comparison, still, it's pretty good.
In comparison to, yeah, to this.
Let me basically, here. The Dark Knight Rises had a story.
Oh, well, that says enough right there, I think.
So, I think the problem, this is a good movie, but I think the problem is, if you're a Batman fan, if you're a Superman fan, if you're a Justice League fan, you have these hopes and expectations for this movie, and it just didn't. It just didn't get there. The problem was, and this is not a spoiler. This is like fact. This is, they've said it even before the movie was like in in post production. They said this, that they have in the schedule, they have to set up a few more movies, including a Justice League movie. So this movie, instead of just being one cohesive good movie, turned into a setup for all the other movies. It within two and a half hours, they had to just cram all this stuff in there. And I guess the director's cut of the movie, the actual finalized product, was 3 hours long. And the final product is two and a half hours long. And it's very apparent, I think, Lucas, that they just like fucking cut a bunch of shit out. It just moves so quickly. It is so ridiculous.
I guess. I mean,
like the first half especially was so, the last half was like, okay, it's sort of all coming together. But the first half is when obviously it's leading up to the fight, Batman v Superman. And there's no real story. Everything just so conveniently placed. Like there was no like really awesome plan to make it happen. It just kind of happened. And the first half of the movie is just like cut, scene, no explanation, fight. There you go. Batman heavy Superman. Right.
You know, well, keep in mind, like the average movie is only like an hour and 40 minutes. And what we watched was 2.5 hours.
I would have totally sat through a 3 hour movie.
Yeah, me too.
I waited 3 years for that movie, an hour for every year I waited.
Okay, whatever. But that's not going to please the average watcher.
You know what would have pleased the average watcher? A good movie.
Okay. You know what's funny, though, Lucas?
I agree.
Go ahead, Brian.
Oh, I was going to say that I think the average watcher is, in all honesty, is starting to become... It's not like they used to be. It's not like they're the average moviegoer 10 years ago. I think moviegoers today are a lot more informed and like... Especially with these movies and like the Marvel movies are way more into the universe. And
with
like
the internets and stuff?
Yeah, just like with the emergence of the internet and just the amount of superhero movies.
The material itself is not very new to people. So no, when you announce a movie like this, it's just like, it's how much better can you make this? How much better of a Batman can you give us than we've gotten previously? Yeah. And let me fucking say, as a Batman fan...
You're upset.
No.
Oh, I see.
Batman, Batfleck in the movie... is the greatest Batman we've ever had in live action.
Ben Affleck
is like the perfect old man Batman.
It's funny that you say that because you were super unsure of it whenever...
I was super unsure until they released the first photo of him. Then I was like, okay.
Yeah, it's just everyone was so unsure. I was on board with Batfleck from day one. I was like, this is going to be fucking awesome. And I knew
it. I think at first I just had attachment issues with Christian Bale. It was just too soon for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You also couldn't acknowledge any flaws Mr. Bale had. So,
it's so good. It's so good. Like everything with this Batman was so well thought out and like was just exactly from the Dark Knight comic book. The Dark Knight Returns, I think it was called. If you've ever read it or anything, it's fucking straight out of that comic. Here you go. Boom. He's alive. It was fucking awesome. The fight sequences with Batman are fucking awesome. Everything is so great. The fighting sequences kind of reminded me of like straight out of the Arkham games. It was so good. Like his fighting style, it was so brutal.
Well,
and
real. He's supposed to be like a straight up brawler, like, you know, in their faces and kind of hardcore.
Something that I want to mention that like just. It's not really a spoiler because there's no explanation for it in the movie. It just sort of happens. Batman does not give a fuck at this point in his life. He murders a lot of people. Like, he just fucking kills so many people. And if you're a Batman fan, you know his number one rule is no guns, no death. He's not going to kill people. He breaks both of those. He just does not care. And I guess the way the movie portrays it, they didn't explain it. There was no like acknowledgement of, hey, I'm not going to follow this rule anymore. But it just seemed like he was old and tired of people's shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
He just didn't care anymore. I think a lot of that could be explained with a prequel. You know what I mean? Like, I would love to see
a prequel of
Ben Affleck as Batman.
I haven't seen the movie yet, but I feel as though that is still extremely inexcusable in terms of the Batman lore, like fantasy of like the character himself. I feel like that's just so out there. I feel like
This is what I'm kind of like. You guys can see Batcat right back there.
I know what you're. I know where you're gonna go and say like, well, he has no choice. The rules have changed.
What I'm saying is, in the Dark Knight Returns comic book, keep in mind he's much older. He comes back as Batman one last time, whatever, to battle Superman. In the Dark Knight Returns, he does kill the Joker. He snaps his neck. And that's like his first official kill. Obviously, the Joker's not in this movie.
Well, and Batman also goes to prison for that.
Yeah.
He literally does a sentence for that.
Yeah.
And then
there's no sentence here.
But. Yeah, and he's just like, fuck it, I got a shotgun.
Like, there's so many... There's so many instances that are like something happens with Batman, and there's several times, and it's just like, holy shit. And then for some reason, it's not quote unquote real for a certain reason.
Yeah.
And then there's one point where like you're like, is he really killing people? Because when you see him kill people, they like cut. Like, right before it's, like, confirmed, okay, this dude is super dead. There's a cut. Like, in your head, it only makes sense that whatever happened, that guy is dead. But then, like, the way they cut it, maybe they could be like, well, I mean, we didn't show him die. You know what I mean? But there was one scene where Batman literally just mowed this dude down with a machine gun. So, I mean, I don't know. But
that's a little too much.
I know. Best Batman though in live action, I think. It was just like some dude shot the Batmobile with a machine gun and he just did not give a fuck and completely killed him.
Well, mine's better. And just see, it's funny. After hearing, because I talked to you a little bit before the podcast, John, and after hearing how you described it, and I watched a couple reviews on it just because I was interested. I haven't seen it yet. The only reason I probably watch this movie is just to see how Ben Affleck does. I don't.
So good.
The story.
It's really a shame, Brian.
Honestly, it looks like the story itself. Like, I don't think there's going to be anything else because I saw a specific trailer where they revealed a specific twist. And.
Yeah.
Like, it's like I feel like I saw the whole movie.
Lucas and I talked about that last night. Like,
yeah, we did. Yeah.
The teasers at first were so good. It was just enough. And like, I got so excited and I was so disappointed when they released that last trailer. It was on Jimmy Fallon, I think, during Jimmy Fallon when they showed it.
Yeah, I think so.
And literally, if you know what trailer I'm talking about, it's like the third one. If you've seen it, you've seen the movie, which is really, really sad. There would have been a lot of like surprises in this movie had they not revealed like act one, act two, act three of the entire movie in a trailer like that. Right. I don't know how that was allowed to happen. Because after seeing the trailer, I was like, you know what? Yeah, I saw too much, but they're probably keeping a lot more from us. That's it. It's it. That is the movie. If you haven't seen that trailer and you haven't seen the movie, good for you. I'm proud. I'm glad that you get to experience it without knowing everything in the movie. I would say Henry Cavill.
Yeah, that's him.
He did a pretty good job. There was in most of the reviews I've seen, the way they worded it was better than I can. They make a choice in the movie that is super like ballsy, and if they would have continued with the choice, I would have like really respected the movie and taken it seriously. Like that choice suddenly made the movie from what's going on, to holy shit, they actually did this. It's awesome. This is a good movie. But they completely took it back. They made a choice and then took it back. And it just, I kind of lost seriousness in the movie. Like, I don't know. They've done too much to set up other movies. And I don't know. Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor. At first, I was kind of like, if the first half of the movie, there was a couple times where I laughed out loud at how bad some of the stuff was in the movie. I was just like, are you serious? And I just cracked up.
That's really bad.
But Jesse Eisenberg, I think, works. The introduction, you're not used to it because Lex Luthor is like this really intelligent businessman, real serious. Jesse Eisenberg only can play in any movie Jesse Eisenberg, this like crazy, insane, twitchy guy. So it worked more towards the end of the movie, but at first you're just like, what's even happening right now?
But I'm just so sad. I feel like I've been waiting for this movie for so long, and all I hear is like, meh. It's all right.
I will, like, it's the prettiest movie I think I've ever seen, cinematography wise.
Yeah, they did a very good job. It's all the fight scenes were pretty well coordinated.
Totally.
Like, there wasn't anything that looked like, oh, that's totally fake. I mean, obviously it's Batman versus Superman. Yeah, there's gonna be a bunch of stuff like that.
I think
that,
there was a
like,
good balance of realism and like some comic-y stuff.
Right. Yeah.
What I really
was too over the top.
Right. What I really like about like the universe in this movie is they treat both characters as if it could be practical. You know, like if Superman was real, you would treat him like an alien.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
And like it was very political at the beginning, and it was just like,
which sounds so much more interesting than how this movie seems like it turned out.
They like Superman, but like he's on Earth. He's got to follow the rules on Earth. It's very political. They're making choices on what to do with him. And Bruce Wayne, Batman, is conflicted with Superman, and it's just like, it's good. I that part is good. The realism is good. I'm at this point, I'm looking forward to Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm. But only kind of, right? Just like, yeah, well, you know.
I just hope they did a better job with that. The problem is that movie's probably already like well into post.
Right. You know
what I mean? It's probably fine. I don't think.
No, what I'm saying is I think it would have been better. Like the next movies might be better because they're getting reactions now after this movie.
Right.
So if they need to make changes, they can make changes. But Suicide Squad, it's in post. So.
They know what's wrong with the movie. Let's be clear. I mean, Zack Snyder, after Man of Steel, it's pretty obvious the problem. You know what I mean? Like, there's no story.
Why don't you explain?
Like,
Man of Steel,
so much missing.
Honestly, Man of Steel story wise was better.
That's pretty bad.
This is not a bad movie. It was just too much of a movie in a little amount of time.
Well, another thing you also brought up was this. Also, it's almost like a commercial for the Justice League too. It's just like,
it's just set up, and the way the Justice League characters are revealed is like the laziest thing I've ever seen in a movie.
I heard that like Batman just kind of emails Wonder Woman.
It's so lazy. Everything is super just. It's just
Batman sent me a letter. Dear Clark, I got a sweet idea.
I mean, visually,
text me back.
Visually, it's much better than that. But
something that is I would give to them is like, and I mentioned this last night to Lucas. This is like this is the best movie we've ever gotten that is a clear representation of Superman's power. Like they look so ridiculously powerful.
Well, he is.
Like in all Superman movies, it's like, oh, he flies, laser vision, whatever. But pew, pew. Like the visual effects and everything in this movie, and I think the score, the sounds, and the sound effects and everything did a better job of like, especially the theater we were in had 7.1 surround sound.
Yeah.
And it was just
it sounded real good.
Superman was fucking he was a machine. He's not actually a machine, but you know.
No, Batman is the machine.
Yeah. Really, the fight was really good, even though it lasted 10 minutes. And the movie's called fucking Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
But all in all, if I wouldn't say, like, don't go see the movie. You should definitely go see the movie. It's a good movie.
Yeah, make your own opinion, obviously.
You just have really high expectations for a movie like this. And it,
of course,
it really sucks because, like, they did so many things right. Like, I don't wish someone else did the movie, because it was still the characters were done well. That's the characters are done really, really well. So I'm glad everyone that made the movie made the movie.
Well, John,
I wish the writers were different. Let's be clear.
You don't wish Nolan did this one.
No.
Mm-mm. That's a bold statement.
I don't. Because Nolan had his own style. I really appreciated that. I'm glad Nolan wouldn't have done Batman the way we got him in this one.
I see what you're saying, but I think he would have done other things better.
Nolan is too like realistic for some of the stuff we got in this movie that we needed. A more comic book style.
Gotcha.
I wish he could have taken part in the writing process.
Or just someone taking part in the writing process, from what you're saying.
Writers should have been different, but I'm glad. I don't, like, it's just so sad because there was so much potential in this movie, and you can't just be like, ah, fuck, redo it, please. Release the same movie, like, just rewrite it, please, God.
You watch it, go, ew, no, ew. Can you not? Like, yeah. I think that's the biggest problem with movies that are setting up, though, is that they're trying to get this trilogy thing going. And then at the same time, they're like, oh, shit, we forgot to make a movie. Like, we forgot to make this one good. We're trying to make the second and third one really good, but we forgot to make this one that everyone's seeing now really good.
Yeah.
So.
If you watched Man of Steel, and a lot of people had issues with the end of Man of Steel and how destructive it was. Because, like, the end of I remember when Man of Steel came out, people were like, holy shit, like, everything is destroyed. Like, Superman just fucking came in and wrecked everything. But two aliens were fighting on Earth. Like, that's how shit goes down. And what I really appreciate about this movie is that it gives that all, like a reason to exist. Like, the destruction of the city has some consequences. It's not he destroyed a city, Superman, there you go, movie, we'll rebuild it.
It's funny that you say that, because all the criticism I heard about Man of Steel was that it was more like, it was almost just like a showcase of, like, visual effects, as to where nothing really had any impact almost.
I think there was a story. There was definitely a story. The thing was, it was just like Superman fans were probably disappointed because it was a story. It wasn't new. It was a story they've heard,
right.
But it was a good, like, introduction to Superman again. I thought Man of Steel was a pretty good movie. It wasn't a great movie, but it was a pretty good movie. And this movie did a good job, like, following up. Just, God, I would do a lot of things for just a Ben Affleck movie.
Right. I mean, just like maybe a prequel to this, because, I mean, we were talking and he said he's a little too old, so maybe a standalone after
that's,
this.
Yeah,
point
that's the really sad
bit.
Thing is, like, this is the best Batman we've ever gotten in live action. I am 100% confident in saying that. But keep in mind, the comic book that this is made after is when Bruce Wayne is much older. And Ben Affleck is older. He's an older Batman. He's got some battle damage. So I don't know how much longer you could continue this Batman. But he's so good that, like, I want at least one solo movie with him in it. That'd be so great.
Yeah. Because I'm honestly just excited from what you're saying to see him.
I will tell you know. All of the Batman stuff, I can tell you, is all great. All of it is great. There's not a bad Batman scene.
Yeah.
And there's a couple times in the movie where they make some really good choices, and they were really good scenes. Like I didn't see it coming. Really good choice. Awesome. It was just watered down with some other stuff.
Hmm. I guess.
And moving on.
When you
go see it, just keep in mind Granny's peach tea.
Well, you want to go on?
Nope.
Okay.
Doesn't need context.
There's nothing really to say.
You see it.
Awesome.
Yep. Awesome. What were you gonna say, Brian?
I don't know.
It sounded like you were gonna say something, and then I cut you off.
You
said moving on from that.
I was gonna tell John to pick a new topic.
Oh no.
Wow.
Lucas, I didn't even tell. It's been a fucking weird, busy week. Beginning of the week started off with Michelle getting a new car.
Woo!
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How about that?
Too bad
you can't drive it. Ford Pinto.
No.
Ford Pinto.
We got a, she walked out the first time with a Jeep.
Like a Cherokee?
No, it was a Jeep something. Starts with a P.
Pathfinder.
No.
I don't know.
Patriot. No, not Patriot.
Patriot. It was a Patriot. Jeep Patriot.
Was it?
Exactly that. It was a 2015 Jeep Patriot. The dealership kind of fucked up. Like, we brought that home and everything, and they kind of fucked that up, and she didn't like it. It just wasn't a Michelle car. I super liked it, but I totally understand why she didn't like it. She was used to driving a car.
It seems like the one you got after returning that one seems about the same. If that's just me.
Like, the Jeep Patriot is just like, it's this toaster box thing, real kinda like kind of rugged
toaster box.
Then
toaster box.
After she took that back, she came home with a Santa Fe, which is a little bit like sportier. Definitely a bigger vehicle, but I mean, it's like, it looks more.
I would
not
have thought
like
the Jeep would have been sportier.
No,
the Santa Fe looks more like mom car.
The Jeep literally looked like a toolbox. That's what the Jeep looked like. Just a toolbox with some headlights was about it.
All right then.
John's
That's
week.
Fun. Is it comfy?
Yeah, it's got heated seats, which I'm not a fan of. Officially not a fan of heated seats.
Why? Well, it's not
my fucking butt sweats. I don't.
Well, it's not cold, dude.
No. I'm not. You realize that it has been cold though. It was cold.
Well, hold up.
At
hold
some
up.
Point in the week.
Are they leather?
No.
Oh. That's a little,
it's just like, it, and yeah, I've had this weird problem before. Anytime I use heated seats, my butt just instantly sweats. The
John,
rest of my body can be
ass.
Cold, but my ass just fucking
John,
sweats.
Wait, hang on. Is
You're
your ass sweating right
wrong.
Now?
Is what?
Do you have a sweaty ass right now?
No.
Are you sure there's not like a pool of water in your ass crack?
I'm sure. I'm sure. Do you want me to check? I can check.
Let's
you,
not.
No, don't put. I just imagine you putting your hand in your pants and it coming out soaked.
You would be imagining things incorrectly, Brian. I have a dry ass, thank you.
Okay.
Well, great.
John's week. That happened Sunday and Monday, Tuesday-ish. Got a new keyboard.
Woo, you like it?
Yarp.
Sent by Azolt.
I think Azolt, but I'm not sure. It sounds cool.
I think it's Azolt.
Azolt.
They were kind and they reached out and said, "Hey,
they were kind."
Kind, yeah, kind. Good.
Weird
of them.
Word.
Kind
I know you knew
people.
That word.
They reached out. They emailed me. Easiest interaction ever. They were like, "Hey, we have a keyboard. You
yeah,
want a keyboard?"
You had a ton of that kind of crap going on this week.
Yeah, I was like,
"It was crazy."
They're like, "Do you want a keyboard?" I was like, "Yeah, sure. I'll take a keyboard."
Yeah, sure.
They said it was supposed to come Friday yesterday, but it came Sunday, last Sunday, which was like crazy. I like it. Half mechanical, which I was kind of iffy about. I've never really like truly, I've used mechanical keyboards, but I've never like had one and used it for more than an hour.
Right.
So this has like a mechanical switch, but the switch is hitting a membrane, which makes it half mechanical.
I don't get that.
I don't get it
either.
Okay. Here, John, I just want to see something because your mic's currently on, obviously. Just go ahead and type something. I want to hear the clicky clackiness.
Okay, let me get out of Wirecast so I don't fuck anything up. I don't want to start clicky clacking and then. Okay, can you hear it?
I can like hear the membrane. It's really strange.
Let me get here.
I can hear. Well, that's because this mic
too,
is attached to the desk.
You ready?
That's just the.
No, you can hear the membrane in that though. Interesting.
I guess.
I like it. It sounds. I mean, as from what I've seen of the keyboard as well, you know, it's pretty nice.
Is it my turn to type on my keyboard?
Yeah, go ahead. Type on it. Clicky clack. You're gonna have to put your mic closer for sure.
It's not the blue switches or green switches.
Lucas,
as Razer
you have cherries, right, Lucas?
No, the Razer switches. It's a Razer keyboard.
Oh okay. Here, I'll type on my keyboard.
I guess Razer
now.
Does do their own little.
I'm gonna type. Hi, John. How are you doing?
I'm good.
You have a sweaty bum.
What else? Fucking excited as shit for this. AOC is
otherwise called as ALK.
I can't tell you. Okay, I told you guys details. Brian, don't fucking ruin this. They are gonna send me a keyboard. I can't give you specifications or anything because
you say a keyboard.
or a fucking sorry, a
you ruined it for yourself.
A display. it's a display.
A toaster.
Yeah, it's a display that's not released yet, so I can't really say anything until. I mean, I have no idea when I'm going to be able to say anything. I'll probably have it before I can say anything.
It's
like,
in the shape of an orb.
Of an orb. So that's awesome. That was a weird interaction too. I had tweeted them last week or something on Twitter, and then they replied this week, and then we followed each other, and then in DM, I thought they were going to like just give me an email to the quote unquote proper person to talk to. And the dude just got in the DM and was like, "Hey, what do you need?" Like, okay,
sweet.
So I told him what I wanted, and he's like, "Actually, we kind of have this lined up. It's not released yet, but when it's ready to go, we can put you on the press list." They don't have a press list. I'm the first one because it's not released. No one knows about it
right.
yet. Also, I guess some speakers are on their way, I guess.
Yep.
So that means I'll need a new desk and I'll be good to go.
Yes. I need speakers.
You also
too.
Mentioned somebody else in the Monday's FBT Now about the whole Apple event.
Oh my god.
I forgot about that.
That was fucking weird too, but totally accepted. so I was live tweeting the Apple event, and someone said, I guess I had tweeted that the new wristbands that they announced for the Apple Watch, the nylon ones, I said they looked like my Velcro straps from my Lighty Up shoes when I was like 4. And Velcro replied and was like, "You must have had some good fashion sense when you were 4. And then they followed me. And then on FPT Now, I made the same joke on camera. And then all of a sudden, I got a DM saying they wanted to work with me. So
everyone's getting Velcro shoes.
Yeah, I emailed them. And basically, the contact is going off on vacation. And we set up a call for April. Mid-April. And who knows? I don't even know. I don't know what's going on. Who knows what's going to happen with that? It's awesome, but I don't know.
You know what's funny, John? You have my old TV/monitor/screen thing.
Okay.
Like currently. I got a new one, which is fantastic, but my phone is louder than it. Because I need built-in speakers because I don't have...
I was like, how is the display louder? Like,
it has built-in speakers, but they're... Okay. Because the display is so nice and thin and like nice form factor, AOC.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice that they even include speakers. They didn't have to, but they're kind of quiet. So that's on my list. I need to get some speakers. Or just speakers in general, really.
What display do you have, Brian?
I have an AOC something or other. 27-inch... That's all I know.
Okay.
Surely it's in my purchase history somewhere, but I don't remember for sure.
Somewhere?
Why?
I was just wondering.
Oh. I mean, it's super nice. By far,
it works
the best.
That you have an AOC monitor.
Why does it?
Because if we're talking AOC, then it makes sense to not be like, Brian, where's your new monitor from? Oh, I got mine from Samsung. It's great.
No, honestly, this is by far the best looking display I've ever had. I never knew, like, you by using like a TV, you really forget the difference in terms of like pixel density from like an actual computer monitor, like a nice high end one. Good God, it's noticeable. Like John, after like you looking at your monitor, I came over after I got my new one. I wanted to throw up all over it. That's how bad yours was.
You wanted to throw up all over it?
Yeah, so I'm happy you get to join on the AOC awesome train. Because that should be like a hashtag, I don't know, or something.
We can start the hashtag.
AOC.
Join the hashtag AOC awesome train. Is that what I said?
We can just, yeah, something like that. Choo-choo. Hashtag sure. Choo-choo after that.
Hashtag choo-choo.
I think that'll be good. Trying to think if there's any other updates. I don't think there's any...
You pierced your nipples.
I did. Purple little nipple rings that I'm using.
Want to show the audience?
No, I'm actually not allowed because the air and infection, and I just got to kind of leave them closed up, you know?
You're not allowed.
Nipples are sensitive, Lucas. So if they are like exposed to air in front of an internet audience.
Who's sitting behind you saying you're not allowed to do that, John?
No, well, before I left.
Be
I
your got, own man.
The mall did it at Nipple Pierce's R Us.
All right, just stop.
The Nipple Pierce kiosk.
Yeah. And they said, listen, son, don't expose them to an internet audience. You'll get an infection. So I'm not going to do that.
You'll get nipple AIDS.
It's not worth it just to show you, Lucas.
Okay. Fair enough.
Well, I apologize. He got us, Lucas. Damn.
Yeah.
We tried so hard.
I apologize, everyone. I can't show you.
Fuck you, John. You ruined my dreams.
I'm rewatching Game of Thrones currently.
I think
we already told you. Yeah, I've been showing Michelle. We just watched The Red Wedding, which was interesting.
Was she a sad panda?
Yep. Which is totally understandable if you've watched Game of Thrones. I won't spoil anything, of course, if you haven't watched it, other than saying there's something called The Red Wedding. Don't Google it.
Or do.
But that's your fault, not mine, if you do the Googles. I can't be held responsible.
I know what else you can update the people on.
What, Lucas?
Frontpagetech.net.
Oh, fuck everything.
Yeah, I went to go to the website, John, and it said that the domain expired. What's that about?
So, let's start first that we tried to handle this problem before it became a problem. So, let's not have any bashing towards us.
I went to... It's registered through 1&1, which I have previously registered a lot of my domains with. But I have since been moving most of my domains to different services because 1&1 sucks. So I went to because I found out that the website or the domain was about to expire, and no one told me. 1&1 didn't tell me. Bluehost told me. Bluehost was like, "Hey, the domain that your website's attached to is about to expire." So I went to 1&1. And like I have several contracts with 1&1 for different domains, and the contract that frontpagetech.net is in doesn't exist. It's blank. If I hit the contract, it literally says no domains exist.
No.
And it was just like, I was just like, what the fuck? So I called them, and they basically were like, oh, it's no problem to handle it. And I thought it was handled.
John, spoiler alert. It wasn't.
And then I was sitting here, and for like 2 hours, I didn't get any emails, and I was like, that's weird. Like, I should check that. So I did. I checked my email. Nothing was coming through. So I was like, well, shit. Let's check. I said that
John,
like seven times.
Just fucking talk.
Went to frontpagetech.net on a browser, and it was down. Says domain is expired. So
no,
Brian, what did I do?
I don't know. You burned it down.
What I did. I called 1&1, and you know what, Brian? You know what they told me? Someone had bid on it.
What?
Someone tried to buy it before we did. Someone tried to buy it, and I couldn't necessarily be like, "Well, fuck you and whoever that was. You can have it." And I'll just, because I have frontpagetech.com and I have frontpage.tech, but the process of trying to switch that and have people remember that would be awful. And all the contacts I have at different companies, I somehow have to tell them my new email address, which sounds terrible.
No.
So I'll bid the other person.
There you go.
Yeah, so if you're listening, person, if you're just a domain squatter and you never hear this, cool. However, if you're someone in the community, go fuck yourself, like super hard with peanut butter. I want you to eat peanut butter so much peanut butter that it clogs your throat and you just suffocate.
You know, Liz brings up a good point. It probably was Matt Philly.
Actually, he told me today, he messaged me, he's like, hey, your domain's expired. So it's probably him just trying to rub it in that he has it.
Bastard.
So, or maybe it was doesn't. John Bub.
That could be it as well.
Drew Perry said, just like your traffic ticket was handled.
Yeah. Exactly.
It was Kurt. The truth
comes
out. So
it turns out when you pay for a service from a company and they tell you they're handling it, you shouldn't trust them.
Just assume that no one has your back ever.
You should just be like, are you sure?
Are you sure, company?
One and one, you suck. You suck. You suck so hard.
So, okay, wait. Repeat this again for me, John, because I think you explained this a little more further to me yesterday. But didn't you say that there's a policy that after a domain expires, like from its contract or whatever, that there's so many days before
one in one's policy on like their FAQ page is that after domain quote unquote expires, which is just the date in which your contract is up, which in our case was the 25th yesterday.
Okay. Yesterday.
Then you have 30 days before it goes public. So someone fucked up somewhere.
Yeah. How did somebody just no happened to be able to like, oh, I'm just going to buy this.
They didn't like buy it and one in one didn't like hand it over. Well, that was the problem.
They made me feel like I had
to make a decision. Like it was no longer mine. And I had to outbid this person or they were just going to get it after 30 days or something. I don't know. Either way, doesn't matter because we fucking got it back, bitches. You can go fuck yourself. Right. I'm done with you. Go away.
John, you're just fronting on the camera right now.
Fronting on the camera? What does fronting mean?
Oh, my God. Let's just move on.
Let's please do that.
I don't have a lot to talk about this week. I don't know if anyone noticed.
Well, let me handle it, Brian.
Handle it, Lucas.
Lucas, talk about my life.
So earlier we had mentioned that Brian is no longer going to be on the FBT podcast.
What?
Just kidding. Wow. You guys immediately rolled with that. I couldn't believe it.
What?
We're terrible at playing along.
Yeah.
Wow.
I regret not playing along now.
I'm not used to Lucas making jokes.
Lucas, tell me what to do. Okay.
No, actually, previously mentioned in the podcast. So we hooked up a little thing with Warby Parker, which we've worked with them last year. I think it was sometime during the summer. For those of you who may have watched the show, we did a little bit with them.
That's where we got our glasses.
It's with the glasses that Brian and John are currently wearing.
See? Warby Parker.
Favorite glasses awesome. In the world.
I have mine over in my room over there somewhere. Anyway, I have my contacts in, so I'm good. Anyway, I'm not blind. So a personal friend of more or less Marco and I that we've known for a very long time. She's my neighbor that I've known down the road since forever, basically. She's a youth leader at the local church in the town I live in. And she basically just lives by herself and her daughter, Rachel, which John and I both know, Marco. And I don't know if you've ever met Rachel, Brian.
Maybe it like...
Oh, I might have, yeah.
That's the thing with the band and the 10 people that have been in and out.
Yeah.
You never really know.
I know Rachel's a lot of people never technically been in the band, but she's always been at everything we've played at. So anyway, her name's Justine, Rachel's mom, essentially. She's always kind of just in a tough spot, really. To say the least,
because
she's pretty much supporting
taking care of everyone else.
Yeah, basically. It was around this past November, I want to say, towards the end of November. We were all there's a whole bunch of us met up somewhere. I can't remember exactly, but she was talking about like the glasses that she has. She's had the pair that she's had for probably like 5 or 6 years, and she's just like, I wish I could get a new pair of glasses, but like I have to handle everything else right now. And then Marco mentioned to me, he's like, hey, didn't you work with like some glasses company or something? I was like, yeah, Warby Parker. Oh, I see what you're saying. So I talked to John. We talked to John. And then John got a hold of Warby Parker. And essentially what we got to happen was around this past Christmas, we essentially worked out with Warby Parker to get Justine a brand new pair of glasses for her as a nice gift because she's an awesome person. She does all these things for everybody. How about somebody do something for her?
And we just so happen to know a nice company with glasses.
Warby Parker said, absolutely, we'll step in. We'll definitely, we have no problem helping you out here. You know, they've said to us many times before, John, they love working with us.
And so, they didn't, to be clear, they didn't even ask us to do this. They didn't ask us to talk about them in any way.
No, right. No.
They didn't ask for promotion. I mean,
that was really cool of them. It's it's taken a little while, like a few months, because had to tell her, like, you know, go ahead and go to some place where you can get an eye exam, get your prescription, go on to Warby Parker, you know, find some frames you got. She went through the whole process that we did back when we were getting frames from them, where you can get, you know, all your, you can pick out, what is it, five frames for free,
yeah.
Get them shipped to you, try which ones, you know, go ahead and see which ones you like, and then ship them back, and then, you know, make your actual order online with your prescription, your PD measurement, and all that, and they send them to your house, and you don't have to actually deal with people. You know,
it's like
online.
Super awesome. I'll probably never get glasses from anywhere else. The process is super simple. Like Lucas said, you literally just go to worryparker.com, you pick out five frames that you think you're going to like, and they'll send them to you. Literally, you don't pay for this. They send them to you, and even if you don't like any of the five frames that you picked out, you can send them back and get five more, again, for free. You don't pay for them. You don't pay for them until you know you like them. You send them back, and then you're literally just like, hey, I like these frames. Here's my prescription. Put the prescription in the frames, and they start out at $95. Not just the frames. We're talking full-on done. Lenses in the frames, $95.
In the glasses, this whole unit. You know, I'm throwing my glasses to the camera.
Starting $95, which is crazy compared to everywhere else, really.
It's so cheap. They're pretty. They're so pretty. You know, John? You know,
yeah, and Brian, they've got so many, like, they've got so many different styles now since when we got it.
Yeah.
Like, they're always adding new stuff. They keep expanding. Which is awesome.
I actually am subscribed to their newsletter, and I see all the new styles they release, and there's, like, a ton, dude.
Yeah.
I would consider, ton, dude. If it wasn't Warby Parker doing it, I'd be like, these mofos are spamming me. But I'm like, these are some stylish new glasses.
Brian, like, a throwback, Warby Parker's customer service was so good that you actually wrote a review for them.
Oh,
didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
I actually wrote a review, and they sent me the sweetest little card and a little glasses-shaped bookmark, which I have since lost.
Oh, good. Which I have since lost.
I lose everything. Whenever Liz sent me candy, I tweeted about this the other day, I went to throw the package away, and I like threw it at my garbage can, and a little like brown paper like flipped out of it. I was like, whoosh. And I went to go pick it up, and it was a card from Liz. I had no idea it was even in the box.
Oh, good. You're one of those assholes that don't read cards first.
I didn't know it was a card. That's the problem.
Should have looked. Should have looked.
I was not aware of it. Also, it was brown.
When in doubt, assume there is a card. About.
Yeah. There you go. You got it. Good job.
When in doubt, assume there's a card about. There we go. So Justine is getting her glasses next
week?
Yes. They're
going to be showing up sometime this week.
She's
going to be like in the next two or three days. Yes. Yes. She's actually getting bifocals.
Okay. Just making sure. Name's Justine. Eyeglasses. I Justine.
It's actually not Justine. I doubt that I Justine needs her help in anything. And in case,
nor
unless she
would
does,
she
in which
give us the chance to know her because we're so lowly.
Yeah.
If she does need her help, you just let us know, I Justine.
Yeah.
We tell you to email me, but you can't right now. So
could you imagine if Lucas met? He just said we're so lowly. He meets her, goes, I am not worthy.
That's what I would do.
Yeah,
no.
That's what we all would probably have to do.
I totally wouldn't do that.
Liz posted in chat. There is always a card from Liz. So for anybody who gets mail from Liz,
whenever you meet I Justine, just go up and say hi, Justine.
Yeah,
and just wheeze on her.
anyway, yeah, she'll be getting her glasses within the next few days. So again, thank you, Warby Parker. You're awesome.
And then we gotta convince Warby Parker, or not Warby Parker, Justine, to take a picture to send to Warby Parker. We're like, hey, look,
why not?
You've made me see.
Yes, see better. much better.
That is, not many companies can say they give you the power of sight.
This is true.
Do they have a motto or anything? Because it could be see yourself better.
See yourself better.
Or
a mirror with every purchase.
No, a free.
I'm not gonna lie.
A free pair of glasses sent to somebody who needs them with every purchase.
Yeah, I guess so. What do they have, like, an official?
I don't know what their official motto is, though.
Warby. Warby Parsler.
Warby Parsley.
Are you hungry, John?
Oh my god. I don't know. Actually, there's a local place here that got shut down a couple years ago because it got robbed, and she like didn't want to put up with it anymore, and it reopened under new management.
Oh.
And fuck, they have like the greatest pepperoni rolls that I've ever had in my life. I literally walked in and left with every pepperoni roll they had. So,
John, sponsor wait, are hangout, you serious?
I'm fucking gonna, yeah, I'm serious.
How many did you have?
I walked in and she's like, oh, hey, because I'm in there every day now. I always get an energy drink and a pepperoni roll or something. And I walked in, she's like, oh, hey, what's going on? I was like, I'm gonna need all of those.
And she's like, how many did you buy?
Not.
You're trying to say nine? You bought nine pepperoni rolls?
No. Let's say the total order was like $25,
$30. Okay.
You guess how many pepperoni rolls that is.
Probably around six or
20.
Seven.
The seven eight. Was the closer number. Yep.
You bought eight pepperoni rolls?
Listen, man. It's Easter.
I'm sure you didn't eat them all at once, right, John?
Did you buy them? You bought them at once.
I bought them at once. Have I eaten them all? No.
They're gonna go bad.
They okay. are not. Brian, you know me. You know me,
John. I thought I knew you, but you don't even go out to eat anymore. Update me on your pepperoni roll pile.
We forgot something, John.
What did we forget?
After we went to Batman versus Superman.
Oh.
So our friend Marco had the wonderful idea. I just got reminded by all this because we were talking about food.
Hey, don't give Marco credit. It was my idea.
Well, I don't know. You just walked up to my car and be like, hey, we're supposed to be going to Steak and Shake. And I could already see, like, as we're getting close to it, I'm like, those lights aren't on. And this is a Steak and Shake that's usually open 24/7.
Yeah.
What time was it?
Like 1:30 in the morning?
It was like 1.
Should've been open? That's weird.
Yeah, it wasn't.
The one time, like, ever that Steak and Shake is closed, and it was, it was. It completely shut down, lights off.
We literally pulled in the parking lot. Marco's in front of me. He, like, parks, car still running, just opens the door, walks up to the building, just, like, raises his arms. I was just like, we need to go somewhere else.
So we went to Perkins instead.
Yes.
That's fun.
Yeah. The waitress didn't seem like she was enjoying our company.
They have a really good menu. You couldn't figure out what you wanted to eat, John.
All I wanted her to do was combine two orders instead of me paying a massive price for one and a massive price for the other.
John.
Can you combine them both?
What did you want her to do?
No.
Listen, there is something called cheeseburger fries, okay? They are an appetizer.
They're really good.
Fries, cheese, tomatoes, like pieces of burger on it. Cheese, okay. Deep fried pickles on it. Pickle chips. Boom, done. Okay. There you go. You have cheeseburger fries. And I also wanted the chicken bacon melt thing. Chicken
combined?
Strip melt.
What do you mean combined? Like that
Listen
as a side?
Listen to me. Fuck. Chicken strip melt, Brian.
You take an hour and a half to
chicken
talk.
Strip
I'm trying
melt
to help
comes
you.
Comes with fries, does it not? So,
so
theoretically,
you want them as a side.
You could just get it instead of just fries. Put all the cheeseburger shit on them, and then
that's
boom, you got. You have
that's not how
fries.
That works.
And I asked
it's
her, and she said, no, we're not allowed to do that because we have to cut up a whole burger for cheeseburger fries, which is bullshit. There was not a whole burger. Perkins, if you're listening, there was not a whole goddamn burger on my cheeseburger fries. You lied to me. You could have put it on the side, but you didn't. And instead, I paid $10 for some fries and some fucking grass laid on top of it.
I think that John is just a bad restaurant patron.
I'm not. That's
all you clearly are.
No.
Clearly she just not. Told you the rules, dude. It's not her fault.
Fuck the rules. Fuck the king. Fuck the realm. I wanted cheeseburger
fries. We're talking about Perkins.
Perkins is good, though. They make good burgers.
It was good, though.
It was okay.
Wow. Is this what we're going to end the podcast on? Perkins is good. They make good burgers.
I guess.
That's fair.
I mean, unless Lucas, you can remember
anything. Can you title this episode?
Batman can you title versus the episode, Superman.
Perkins and Batman?
Batman v Superman and Perkins. Question mark.
Batman v Superman at Perkins.
Okay, we got
something like that.
Yeah, I think that's it.
We're fucking ready to roll out. Sponsors, even though the website is down, you don't need it because I sent out an email, and in that email is the Hangout link for the sponsor Hangout that is available to you every single weekend. So if you aren't a sponsor yet, I can't tell you to go to frontpagetech.net. So just about
send
it
John
week.
Prosser $5.
Just send it to a John Prosser. Just write John Prosser on the envelope and throw it outside.
There you go.
And hope that it gets to me. Or just put it in a little bottle and throw it in the ocean. A Pepsi
It'll
bottle.
Totally work.
It'll get to him. Don't
That's
worry about it.
This was your first time hanging out. Thanks for hanging out. If I spoiled Batman vs. Superman for you, go fuck yourself. Because
we didn't.
Fuck you.
fuck you. iTunes and stuff. We have a YouTube channel. YouTube.com/FrontPageTech is where you can find that and the main show, which is Front Page Tech, a tech news show for your ears and your eyes to experience.
Hey, John.
And of course, you don't have to watch our faces.
John.
Brian.
Can you take your keys off on your keyboard?
Yes. I took it off.
Okay. That is all.
Why? Okay. I'm now holding the control key. Have a good week, everyone.
Interesting. I took that one off.
Bye.
Bye.